It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Great pleasure to be with you. Plenty to talk about. We're going to go ballooning today, as you might imagine. By the by, during the week, please join us. Fox Business Network, the name of the show is Kudlow. It's 4 to 5 p.m. Every day, Monday through Friday, on the Fox Business Network. And if for some crazy reason you can't get hold of us at 4 o'clock, you can just text your favorite 9-year-old who will teach you how to DVR the show. And you'll never miss a thing. And right here, you can get us live streaming on the Internet. It's LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. Throughout the country, around the globe, throughout the solar system and the Milky Way. And the Chinese can hear us up there at 65,000 feet in their lovely balloon. You know, by now everybody knows about the balloon story. This is nothing but Chinese spying. It's Chinese espionage. Make no mistake about that. This nonsense they're giving us about how it's just a weather-related research arm, a civilian aircraft. By the way, there's no such thing as a civilian aircraft in China. That's all run by the Chinese government, which is run by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. And don't believe a word of anything else. Trust me on this, folks. I've worked in the White House. I've sat through numerous National Security Council meetings in my time during the Trump administration. This is all cooked up by the Chinese CCP, and there is no two ways about that. What I don't understand, what I'll never understand, I guess, what no one will ever understand, is why the Biden administration didn't have the backbone or the common sense to take this thing down. I mean, really? What are we waiting for? It's been up there for days. It came down through the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, which, by the way, has a lot of important military bases, and floating around Montana. I don't know where it is now. Where is it now? Does anybody know where it is now? Somebody said it was drifting west again. I mean, I have no idea. Okay. Producer says it's around Kansas. I just want to say, by the by, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, right, because they're really interested in the Montana weather. But there are 150 nuclear-armed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles at that Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. You think it was a coincidence that this little weather balloon, as they say, was flying or holding above those silos? Silos are below the ground, but there's little cabins or offices, little things you have to get through. So you can figure out where it is. The silos themselves, the missiles are below the ground. But this is just a, and there's important stuff, very important stuff in Wyoming. Active nuclear missile wings in Wyoming and North Dakota. We're going to have Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota on at the half hour to talk about this and other related matters. And there's also deactivated missile wings in North Dakota and nearby South Dakota and Missouri. So this is, you know, prime territory for our nation's defense against a nuclear attack. Now, you think the Chinese didn't know that? Of course they knew that. That's what it's doing there. And for us, for the USA, for the Biden administration and its Defense Department, this is a huge breakdown in national security. That's all it is. They were caught flat-footed with their pants down. They could have nailed this thing over water as it floated from Alaska. I mean, really, I guess from China up through Russia or in the Bering Straits or someplace up there into Alaska. They could have nailed it. It could have wound up in the water. Or as it was coming across Western Canada. I mean, here's the odd thing. This Pentagon story that says, well, we're worried the debris will fall, hit civilians. There aren't any civilians in Montana. You ever been to Montana, kids? I mean, it's a lovely, beautiful place. My saintly wife is from western Montana, Whitefish, Montana. That's where we were married 35-plus years ago, right? That's a good long time. We love her to death. Saintly wife. Anyway, we know a little bit about Montana. Her kith and kin grew up there. Some of them worked on the railroad 100 years ago. The point is, you know, there's no speed limit in most of Montana. You can drive for hours and not even see a human being. And the Pentagon is worried about debris falling and hitting people. It's just by the time you get to central Montana, eastern Montana, it's all deserted farmland. I mean, the military base itself, Malmstrom, is just farmland around it. Or, you know, our fighter jets know how to capture this. Right? This is not hard. I mean, these kinds of things have been going on through world wars. You know, balloon spying, balloon espionage is a kind of on-the-cheap way of spying. But also can be, by the way, the lead runner, if you will, the lead movement towards an attack, including a nuclear attack. So it's been used for everything. We know how to shoot them down. We know how to capture them and bring them down, and then we could examine the technology equipment. If you look on this big balloon ball thing, you see these pictures. There's little, you know, black appendages on the bottom of it. You know, that's where the information is. That's where the technology is. I'd like to see that technology, wouldn't you? You know, what do the Chinese have? And what's in there? What kind of intelligence is being beamed back to Beijing for the Chinese Communist Party? That's what's going on here. So they pulled Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, who was going to go to China. Shouldn't have gone to China anyway. Incidentally, it was interesting. Mike Gallagher, Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, who was on our Kudlow Business Show yesterday, he's the new head of the new House Select Committee on China. And he's an ex-military man. He's a very smart guy. And he's a China expert. You know, he said, this is what the Chinese do. They insult you if they think you're doing something, you know, rapprochement, something good, something diplomatic. This is their greeting. And they've done this before. So they're all in a twit anyway. Who is it? Somebody was on the phone to Taiwan, the Turkish president or somebody. No. The Czech president was on the phone to Taiwan, the Czech president, EU member, and got the Chinese all in a twit. You know, just as when Pelosi went over there and got them all into a twit. And then, as I said before, I backed Pelosi on that. Good for her. Human rights, break down China. So the Biden administration is paralyzed by this. I mean, this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So this is day three of what amounts to an espionage attack on the United States by the communist government of China. Are we going to do something about this? Are we going to shoot them down? Are we going to capture it and bring it down? What are we going to do? And I have no idea, and I don't know if anybody else does, what they're picking up, what kind of signals they're picking up. Some people said they're headed. Did you say that's in Kansas? So it's gone through Missouri to Kansas. They got a big base in Missouri. I don't know whether they can interrupt signals or not. I have no idea. But we've got to find out. We must find out. And the idea that this is some kind of civilian aircraft in China is absolutely nuts. It's just a flat-out lie. And, of course, the Chinese themselves finally caught, apologized for it, but their excuse is pathetic. Weather-related. Sure it is. Weather-related. By the way, if it was so harmless, why didn't the Chinese alert us to the fact that they were going to send it over? How about that? I mean, if they wanted international cooperation in a friendly way, you know, Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, is going over there. Why didn't they say, could we have permission to fly a weather satellite, a weather balloon? We wouldn't have given it to him, I hope. I don't know. The Bidens are kind of pathetic on this. Can you imagine if we tried to fly a weather balloon or anything over China? You think they'd just kind of sit around, twiddle their thumbs? Do you think they'd worry about debris falling on people in China? I mean, they kill people routinely in China. They have no respect for life. Look what they've done to the Uyghurs. Look what they've done in Shanghai. Look what they've done in Hong Kong. Look what they've done in COVID. President Biden meets with Xi Jinping, never mentions the COVID killing. All came from China, didn't it? Of course it did. Of course it did. Run roughshod over Hong Kong. No respect for human rights. These are things the Chinese do. And we're not tough on China. We're not tough on China. Here's something stupid. We're running a $400 billion trade deficit. Almost, not quite. And the Bidens are thinking about removing some of the Trump trade tariffs. What, to reward them? Because they're still breaking the trade deal? This was a deal about intellectual property theft. This is a deal about the forced transfer of technology. If an American company opens up a shop in China, China automatically, in almost all cases, particularly outside of some financial exceptions, if you open up a company in China, it is the local Chinese communist government that gets a 51% share of your company and representation on the board. So they run the company. You get 49, they get 51. What does that mean? They can order you, and they do, to open up your books, put your technology on the table, you know, put those big blue and white sheets on the table so the Chinese can see exactly what you have. And then what do? They steal it. Now, we don't believe yet, even though that was in the phase one trade deal from Trump, I was on that trade team, by the way, we don't know if they're enforcing that. We don't have sufficient proof yet. So why would we give them a break? Why would we start ending tariffs on China? I wouldn't. We shouldn't. First of all, we've thrown Huawei out, but if it turns out we're still buying some Huawei phone equipment. It's a communist-run company. We threw them out for the most part, but they're still, apparently, we're still buying some Huawei phone equipment supplies. That's got to stop. We have a lot of export controls, but we should have thrown TikTok out. TikTok is this personal information gathering, goes right to Beijing. Billions of people. Unbelievable information. We should have stopped that. And other areas. And the stupidest thing is what we've just done in Minnesota by the so-called Iron Range by Lake Superior, which is one of the world's, the biggest deposit of American copper and nickel and lithium, which is the stuff batteries need to run electric cars or any other technology. And so a company wants to drill and develop and get their hands on these minerals. I mean, otherwise, we are buying lithium and copper and nickel and other important minerals, strategic minerals. I'll call them global warming minerals, Green New Deal minerals. I'm not opposed to it. I just hate the subsidies. But the point is, if you're going to go this route, right now China controls that market. So here's what the Energy Department does, and the EPA and the Interior Department, they put a hold on 225,000 acres up in the Iron Range, and forbid America and American entrepreneurs from developing these key minerals. Well, that is a gift to communist China. That's what that is. It's a gift. Because right now, all the battery materials we're supposedly going to use for the Green New Deal, most of it comes from China. So China's cheering. Did you hear them cheering? I could hear them cheering because Deb Howland of our Interior Department says no permit. You cannot mine these important minerals in Minnesota, up by Lake Superior. It's called the Iron Range, I believe. How stupid is that? How utterly stupid is that? So we're going to take a quick break. My point here is, number one, first and foremost, we should take this espionage balloon down. It's a spy machine. Take it down. Take it down. We know how to do it. We don't have to just shoot it. We can capture it and take it down. We know how to do that. And then we can inspect the technology. That's point number one. It's Saturday morning here. Why haven't we done that already? It should have been done Thursday or Friday. It still hasn't been done. It's like they're holding us hostage. And point number two, the Biden should get a China policy. And understand that China is our enemy. They are our adversary. They want global domination. They don't just want Asian domination. They want world domination, okay? We got to understand that and act accordingly. And we have to mobilize our diplomats, our trade and economics people, and our defense people, the whole national security complex, to understand the threat of China. All right, I'm going to come back, talk some more about this. And as I say, at the half hour, Senator Kevin Cramer, a very, very, very smart guy, he's from North Dakota, which has its own missile silos. We'll talk some more about this. I want to talk about the whole issue of farmland also. And we'll get on later in the show. We had a pretty good jobs number. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the State of the Union, which is Tuesday. We're going to talk about the debt ceiling fight. I'm Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show on 77 WABC.
So I just want to, one of the other incredibly dumb things that the Bidens are doing, besides, again, can I just repeat, they should have taken this balloon down already. Not another day, not another hour. It's beyond belief to me that they don't have the backbone or the you-know-whats to do this. I mean, honestly. But going back, there's another hook here, and we're going to have Kevin Cramer on, Senator from North Dakota. China's buying up a lot of American farmland. Big time farmland. And believe me when I tell you, it's not just for food or food security, which China doesn't have enough food. You know, tough darts. But these Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, called CFIUS, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's a Treasury-led committee. I sat on it when I worked in the administration as NEC director. So CFIUS has okayed, cleared the way for a huge China agriculture conglomerate called the Fufang Group, Fufang, to acquire 320 acres in Grand Forks, North Dakota, allegedly for the construction of a corn milling and biofermentation plant. Now, here's the catch. The land is only 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And Grand Forks is the only base in the Air Force's Air Mobility Command to host unmanned aerial systems. All right? Unmanned aerial systems. It is also home to the Space Force's Space Networking Center, which is the backbone for all global U.S. military communication. Chinese buying farmland, and this has got to come to a stop. And the Bidens have got to stop this CFIUS endorsements. This is national security. We don't have a security policy against China. That is the bottom line. I'm Kudlow. We'll have Senator Kevin Cramer from North Dakota on in just a few moments. Please stay with us.
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.